bijna allemaal bedrijven uit de andere tijden. Kinekets, nee, je te houden ze bakken, spagel. Je te de erven, je te hebben de zaak. So, here he says another Mekneich in these Inyanim, that these two Chalakim, the Yetzer of the Amal, the Guf that you need, and the Amal of the Reish that you need, are connected two different Yetzeris. There's the music of two different hearts, the Yetzeris are two different. Two different Mahalchim of Ra, and the Goyim use it a very lot. He speaks about it initially. He speaks about Koyach HaTa'avoni and Koyach HaKa'asoni. In other words, he has a Koyach of Taiva, which is the Guf Shaifa for Ra, and there's a Koyach of Avodah Zarah, which is, I guess, the nefesh or seichel's looking for that. He speaks about it. The Goyim speaks about it a lot initially. One is b'china socha, one is b'china kepa. Avodah Zarah includes, so he speaks over there, kasani, which is kind of shvichas damim, but Avodah Zarah includes all those in Yanin that are a tos and seichel. Chazal, when they describe after the Churban that they killed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and they wanted to kill the Yetzirah of Taiva, and they couldn't. So those were the two Taivas. Also, those two Nyanim. So each one needs the Amal, Chalapi, its Nekuda, to overcome it. He says the Amal Derech Eretz works against the Tzahara of Kesha Adam Amal Derech Eretz is a Kufa Misagit Verva, but Amal Benafsha Beterva is a Kufa Misagit Verva. Now, the first one, the Amal of Yek, of the Amal of Guf, which works against Yek Tzahara of Arayas, we can understand it on a physical level as well, that it's something which is, a person who works very hard, his energies get spent in other things, and the male is weak in Kaya HaTaiva. One of the, a lot of times I speak to Bachan Yeshiva, one of the Nisyonis of our door is, and the Nisyonis of Yitzhakarai is a very strong in our door, one of them is because we work physically a lot less than we used to, and the Mela, that Taiva is looking for where to go to. Somebody has to work very physically, very hard, and it's one of the reasons why we said, look, see them, someone who were mamlets, I'm working hard, and didn't you see this? I know Chavetz Chaim in America, that very marked Bochum should play ball and sports, etc., to find some sort of physical release. So, other Chapshat, it also has a Chapshat. But it has a moving also where both of them are parallel to each other, and they are kind of both are similar in how they work and so on. Yeah, Mela Shabri. In the Yetzirah, both Yetziraras share a common nekuda in terms of its mitzvahs vis-a-vis the real mitzvahs. The koach of dimyon, the koach of false illusions, on a get to both of them. In other words, once upon a time, chachma, the world was pure. When Adam ate from Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, he included a mixture of Tov and Ra. The emes is not always nearest ultimately Hashetach. What you see is not what you get. By Eitz Hadas was the best guy. I mean, she looked at it and it looked nechmad lahaskil, and it was just taivalei nayim. It was a luscious looking fruit, which means that the guf they had it as being something very good, and it was actually poisonous. So, in the world of emes and sheker, the emes there is a tremendous paravis. The koach of the person that unravels that paravis is amelus. There's a famous Arizal that he goes to the psukim of Mitzrayim. It says, "I read us about avodas perech, avodah kasha and perech, lechemo b'levenim." So he explains kasha is kushyus and perech is pirchus, and chemer is chal v'chemer, levein is binyanav, and darshan is all the yanim of the yanim shah that prepares the veshes, but and it seems a little bit on the strange side. But the pshat is the amelus of the Torah is needed because Torah comes to us not clear. And if a person takes it as it is, without amelus, then he's eating together with the food, he's eating junk as well. If a person marshals with the paskana halacha from a sugya, without being omul to be maimed the inyan. The marshal, the Gemara says if somebody, bale mishnayah is a mevale oilam, because if you just take a mishnah as it is, you have it wrong. The mishnah looks like it's saying one thing, but if you were to take another mishnah, ask from this mishnah, this mishnah, and ask the reish on the sefer, and so on and so forth, you realize that there's a chazur mechzri, you realize the mishnah is going to one neyama, and you realize it's a machlokes v'chakachsam, or it's a machlokes, and so on. So the process of amelus in the big picture is to be mafrid emes medume from emes amiti. It's to be mafrid that which appears one way to that which is. So a person on the physical level when he's amul, so the marshal, let's take a maima, a pasik, and yigiyas kapecha kisoichol ashrecha v'teivlach ashrecha v'olam hazeh v'teivlach v'olam hazeh. And the Maal speaks about this, how do you say yigiyas kapecha is stronger than this, and so on. And one of the pshatim is, one of the emes amitios is that yigiyas kapecha gives you a real dir in tanugis of olam hazeh. A person who is omol lachmoy and he sees bracha b'maisi yadav has a tainuk in this world. A person that just sees the tanugim doesn't feel it as a result of amelus is not misameg the emes in this world. He has a tainuk midume. People work hard and earn their and a matzliach and mizbarech are very, very happy people. People who run around looking for tanugim, have the money, look for tanugim, are very unhappy people. So the mahalach of tainug in this world, of tainug amiti, goes through this. The same thing with isha and isha. There's a mahalach where people work very hard to build a bias, where other mates say avodoso and the orev and so on and so forth. There's reichai mima isha. If a person is not omul, then he just looks for the tanugim, doesn't look for the teichin, then it becomes some of us. I mean, you want to compare it to something else you have in this world. Food used to come, dates have a sweet taste. If a person eats dates, they're good for him. If a person tries to take out just the sugars, which is what we do, or the oils, or whatever it is, you end up with something that's very unhealthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put tam into the bria so that the bria is pleasant. If a person tries to take the tam out and focus just on the tam and not on the bria, then he's poisoning himself. So the amul in the world of tanugim, of physical tanugim, gives you the sense of the real tainug. A person who worked hard, sweated, plowed, planted, and finally something grew, when he sits to eat it, he enjoys it. It's sukkah shnasoivet. That gives you the real time, because the amelus, on a little bit of a finer level, takes out the keine Samite, von dir keine Gedumme. The same thing is true with Yitzhak Abadizara. If a person takes the world as it comes, without thinking about it, is Abadizara. The wind is a kayach, and the sun is a kayach, the stars and the moon are kayaches. The dinyan plants them as kayaches. The same thing is true with science. As science comes as a tremendous chachma, and if you take it as it is, then you're looking at it as a dinyan. You're looking at the surface of things without asking yourself, where does it come from? So the kayach of being the labing, because the world today is a mixture of taivanya, because it's a mixture of dinyan and emes, or emes the duman and emes amiti, the process of amelus is to bring out what is the emes from what's not the emes. So the mela, both of these amelus are protect the person from one thing to the eyes, or it's ever done. But for me, I'm looking like the Chachma in Lara Chesik, Ms. Fayab and Mark and Macher, I'm not sure where, the Avot in Yon, of the Maslow, Olay and Mahavid, Mati Zivim, in the Oile HaKoyle in Yinecha. So, all of the Yon, as we said before, he said, are all around the same. They're basically, Tehran and Derech Eretz are mashlim into the person. The Ashlama can come in many ways. The simply the Kayach of the Guf and the Nefesh, or the two Yitzhak, Arav and Avadar, which are each one respective. Yitzhak, the Arayas, and Yitzhak, the Zara, and the Mela, each one is each one takes care of that Chelek. Okay. Zama. Kol Teir Sheni Mamlocha Sefer B'Teila, that's a lame up. Mipnei Shu Adam Chasa, Kein La Mamlocha Hamashem Zot, because he's the Adam Chasa. Im Einim Ateir Ad Mamlocha Dava Dechisan La Adam Asher Oilai. Bechol Dava Shu Chasa Ba'atmoi Ein Kiyamoi. So some things that have a Chisarin don't have a Kiyam. Like we spoke a few times before, there's nothing in this world that you take a fruit and it's completely closed, it stays around. If it's punctured somewhere, if it has a tiny hole, it's gone. If you have a baguette, everyone knows the matzah where you have that one thread that begins to stick out. Once that thread sticks out, the question of time for the rest of it goes. So anything that a person ought to have, if he's missing it, it's a problem. The Amash Gureris often, he uses the word Gureris often, the Zeh. In other words, even if you say to yourself, internally there's nothing wrong, I don't see why that in itself is missing something, but it draws chisaron. Just like a person, anytime that person is depressed, it begins to bring in all sorts of issues along with it. Chisaron has a way of drawing chisaron. In other words, even if there's no reason why his matzah should be chisaron, but it does bring in chisaron. Vuchet in chisaron yisem yizeh. And that's chet, because chet is chisaron be'etzim. The Eitzel Torah, sheishim omloch omer shemeshkach asav matzoleima, afilu omer sheshayach lov omer shkach sivinu. In other words, since the person is mashing himself, so it pushes out even those things that normally would be part of his concern. It also pushes it out. It goes in two directions. A person that has Torah without Malacha, so the fact that he's a Baal Chisaron, that something that's royally got pushed. Once you have Nekud of Chisaron, even Chisaron that shouldn't be there, it's cropped into a person. Just like a person who's sick, you have all sorts of infections called opportunistic infections. They just come and reside. Once a person is sick, they come with it. Me'idach kisa, if a person occupies his entire mitzvah, then the person is it pushes out those things that are bad. And it happens to be one of the reasons. But let's take it in a different area. And there's a famous mussel from Rizzo Salanta. Someone telling me that by learning Musa, it takes away time from learning and it can't be really storing to the learning. So he answered that in halacha, if you have a choice between eating, you make a brach on something that's a chas, that's a gadol or a shalom, shalom takes precedence. It has a different meaning to it also, that a person who is let's take an example, a person who's learning and learns very stark and well, but he has a problem with midas. Midas are not good. He's very haughty, he's very arrogant, he needs a lot of attention, whatever it is. The problem with that mahalach is that he will eventually, it will destroy his Torah as well. What will happen is the person is too haughty to admit he doesn't know. He's going to pretend he knows when he doesn't know. He's going to learn up, he's going to say a false to prepare to impress people with it. He is going to argue with somebody else because he can't stand the other person's right. His arguments will take on bad overtones, which will give the whole prayer a very bad flavor, etc., etc. And it will spill over. Chisaron will draw chisaron to it, and it'll spill over to the other area also. We asked this when we started in the beginning. Even though there were many chachamim that didn't have melacha, so how do you answer that? So he says, first of all, it doesn't have to be dafka umnis, but it's also you can do business, meaning business fulfills the chelik of the person of being osik in your oilam. The world needs business. The world is part of the tears of the world, and the neila, the person fulfills the requirements through asik of Torah, through asik of mis amasa. Then he says the second teretz, which is the teretz that has to, they have to say, oi, she kol kachesh kachoshka nafshim atayra, she kim atayrasa. He's talking about the very high daggers that we spoke about, Ben Azai, and so on, that, or Reb Shem Yechoy's Shita, that Dafka, that, you know, my Torah Matayla, and so on, they themselves were so completely asuk. Their metzias, and the way we learned it was that their metzias was a metzias of Torah, ki'ilu they didn't have a guf anymore. The only time it's vatal is if your metzias is, hello?
Yeah, didn't find it.
Okay. The only metzias in Torah, the only metzias where it's vatal, the person has a guf, and the guf means his, and the merit chasim. If a person is kaviyachol, a non-guf person, then the person himself can, his whole metzius is full of it. In other words, the whole metzius, it's only, what he's saying is true only for most people who have a guf and a neshama. For people that don't have a guf, and you find it, Lamas, let's give an example where something like this, you could relate something like this. A person who has a family and he's doing business, what happens when his family weighs down on his business? And if he has problems at home, he's not going to have his mind completely in the business. So let's say a person is so involved in his business, he has no sense of family whatsoever, then it's not going to affect it. The chad bedora could be a matzav where he could be like that, and then it would, and then there would be a kiyum and a teirasa. it was one of the reasons why by certain, by certain chassidim, even people that were meant to be total Talmid Chachamim and people that really were Eisik Yom V'Laila always had some sort of excuse of a business on the side, 2 or 3 hours. It was a sense of, if a person doesn't have some other tzad, as long as he's still of Augustus Amdaga, it will affect him. The Ein Pirush HaMayim HaZeh Ra'akach Kedivachom B'nuyim Al Chochma V'kash Ha'odam Yamit B'chochma L'yir Sofik B'zeh. So, I'm not exactly sure what he means over here. This Pashut, in other words, he's saying that this Maimer is not only Chachamim are built on Chochma, and when it presumes Amik and Chochma, it's clear. I think what he means is as follows. I don't know what he's alluding to specifically. I don't know if he's alluding to something else specifically, but let's explain a little bit what he means, because he says this in a lot of places. And a lot of places, when he gives a lot of different pirushim, he's using this hanacha. Let's give an example. When a person, let's take a metzius to us that has both a physical reality and chachma. Let's say a person has 4 apples in front of him. So he has 4 apples, 4 things that are apples, and the person has the number 4 expressed in apples. Now, the person is sitting there, and he takes away 2 apples, and someone tells him, and his father tells the boy, if you will eat up 2 apples, you'll only have 2 apples left, which will last you for 2 days. So, on one level, his father is telling him something that's very true about the metzius in front of him. He's telling him about apples, and the apples that are there, and that if he wants to eat an apple a day, if he's going to take 2 tonight, he's not going to have 1 for Thursday night. He's going to be missing it. But the statement, the father's statement, is really built on arithmetic, which is more abstract. And it's because that is a getter of chachma, vis-a-vis the metzias, it's true even about hot dogs, it's true about potatoes, it's true about dollars, it's true about shirts, it's true about anything. Because the metzias chachma is more abstract than the metzias. So if Chazal, so here's the thing.
We're talking about the chokhmah in the chokhmah in the apples is equally applicable.
Yeah. So the father tells the son, if he eats 2 apples today, and you won't have apples left for Friday, there he's telling him something which is it's a practical thing, but it's an expression of chokhmah, which tends to be abstract, and something which is above, it's bigger than the specific example. In the world of Torah, in Torah it's for sure like that. Torah is chokhmah v'yisbarach, means by definition it's going to be greater than any particular example that it gives. Every time it's going to give an example, it will be a physical expression of something which has many more expressions. That's different. Chazal, he says, are the same thing. Chazal were not just sitting down, putting an arm around us, telling us, kindle us. You know how to keep away from Averis? Let me give you some advice how to keep away from Averis. If that was true, then it would be limited to what they said. It's like if I tell a bracha good advice how to stay away from Averis, you work hard, you work out, etc., etc., you're not going to think, and so on and so forth, and great. That, there I'm talking about the material. But if I'm talking about if I'm saying and I'm using only one muscle, then it's Balkorchach true. true in many areas as well, because what we were speaking about was one manifestation of the Chachma, not the Kvalius, not the Chachma itself. That's what he's saying here. Chazal, when they said about all of Chazal become built on the Yavei Chachma. So Chazal will magnify this Nekuda of two Inyanim in a person that needed Tikkun and Hashlam. The Maharal explained it in many ways, which is all of them. He says, all right, but the Maimer is so full many Oifanim because it's both of the Vechachma, and since both of the Vechachma, it's always bigger than any muscle that he uses. Now, I'm not sure why the Maharal says it not over here. Does he have something specific in mind? Does he have something
is he saying specifically Divrei Chachamim as opposed to Divrei Torah, like, you know, concepts in the Torah itself is also much larger than any scratch when the Torah gives an example? It's
certainly in Torah, but
Chazal
as well.
Chiddush is even
Chazal. Divrei Chazal as a practical level. By Torah, the whole mystic of I am part of the Torah, Kistali, Apoitik, Papish, and so on.
Now, it's just on the first thing about Dimyon and the Yetzirah.
Yeah.
What exactly is the shidduch between the Yetzirah and Dimyon? How do they pair up?
all this money, and what's the point of buying stuff? You know, what do you need it for? But Simeon overrode that. A person has a family, and if he's a woman, he knows that he was out of the will be murdering the spoil. Life and kids, and he's like, it's not a woman with my either. So why is he with that? The guy says that Simeon painted such vivid colors that Seichel was not a chance. Simeon is the Kaya to anesthetize Seichel.
Mm-hmm. I hear.
Okay.
Okay, Mazel Tov, and
Mazel Tov on the Simcha.